a number of unprecedented developments in the nation's capital.
First, supporters of President Trump have breached security and are inside the Capitol.
There are reports tear gas has been fired inside the Capitol Rotunda.
And it's put the Electoral College tally on hold. We'll have live updates.
As a change of heart, the entire D.C. National Guard is heading to the Capitol to restore order. That's 11,000 National Guardsmen. Virginia is sending National Guardsmen as well.
The House and Senate have been evacuated. Guns have been drawn on the House floor and demonstrators seen on the Senate floor.
It is 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour.
A woman shot in the Capitol building, multiple other injuries reported.
A citywide curfew begins in D.C. in 1 hour.
And the National Guard from D.C. and Virginia come in to help.
It's 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour.
This is the sound of a local radio station in Washington, D.C. It's January 6th, 2021. The U.S. Capitol is under attack by an angry mob that does not accept the outcome of their federal election. It's exactly 2 weeks before a new president is to take office. What's happening in Washington is being seen and heard across the United States and around the world. It's unprecedented. It's historic. It's globally significant. It's on radio and TV networks around the world. But if you're a radio station licensed to serve Washington, D.C., this is an intensely local story that has direct impact on your local listener. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, media history, commentary, and analysis. Season 5, Episode 10. The events in Washington continue to captivate the world. This is the third episode in a row where I'm examining aspects of the event. In Episode 8, the obvious difference in how the U.S. Capitol was left exposed when Trump supporters were called to rally, compared with the uniforms and guns put out en masse a few months earlier when people gathered to call for an end to state violence against black people. Then, in Episode 9, with a look at how toxic talk radio continued to perpetuate the lies that led to the violence. Today, how local radio reports a local crisis while the world is watching. Mostly, I want to listen. I'll look at small bits of the coverage from two local radio stations that specialize in news in Washington. WTOP is an all-news station right there in Washington. It has a large local news gathering staff, reporters, story producers, newscasters, and so on. Like many radio stations, it also carries network news. In the case of WTOP, it's from CBS Radio News. Listen. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when it's clear the Capitol has been breached, CBS has reporter Chris Van Cleve outside and then reporter Steve Dorsey inside.
We've heard the sort of boom and bang noises that often we have heard around protests here that are indicative of perhaps a flashbang sort of sound grenade that police can put off to try to help control a crowd.
Reporters, including myself, have been locked into the press workspaces, and I saw officers quickly rushing those entrances to the gallery, locking doors, lots of police activity. There have been warnings to stay inside.
After the three-minute national news at the top of the hour from CBS in New York, it's back to local news on WTOP with their staff. It's their tee-ups at the top of the hour before the national news that you heard at the start of this show today. They return from the CBS news with their own local coverage, co-anchor newscasters and reporters at the scene of the story.
Breaking news on WTOP.
On this historic day, a very tense situation this afternoon in Washington at 3:03. Protesters have breached security and are now inside the Capitol as thousands more protesters are outside and there are clashes with police. We are monitoring the situation with WTOP team coverage.
The New York Times' Jonathan Martin was called over by Mitt Romney a short time ago, and Mitt Romney told Jonathan it is an insurrection. Let's get an update with WTOP's Mitchell Miller on Capitol Hill.
And it certainly feels like that right now, Hillary. I mean, the entire U.S. Capitol grounds is completely covered with demonstrators surrounding the Capitol, inside the Capitol, as you mentioned, and outside on the Capitol steps. This is something I have never, ever seen here at the U.S. Capitol. It is something that you often will see in another country, perhaps during a coup. I'm not suggesting anything like that is happening here.
You can hear it's not yet clear to the local reporter on the scene just how serious the situation is becoming. This is an hour before incoming President Joe Biden goes public and says this is insurrection. It's also a local story for WMAL. It's not a news station, it's a talk radio station. It talks about news, and the talk is full of opinion. This is a station that carries toxic talk radio shows, including Limbaugh and Levin. But for a window between those two, there's a local show in the afternoon. It includes newscasts at the top of the hour. But unlike the all-news WTOP, WMAL does not seem to have local reporters on the scene. Their newscaster, heard here at 4 o'clock, has a very different sound and a very different approach to this local story.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL. A Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 4. I'm Maria Leaf.
The whole nation is a tinderbox right now of emotion, of vitriol. These are dark days for our country, and we all feel it. We all know it.
That is Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson talking about the takeover this afternoon of the Capitol by Trump supporters. At this hour, here is what we know. It was around 1:30, 2 o'clock this afternoon that the massive crowd that attended this morning's Trump rally on the Ellipse made their way to the Capitol. And when they arrived, they breached the barricades and began to fight their way inside. It happened as discussion was taking place in both chambers about the validity of the votes in Arizona.
During the talk show leading up to this newscast, the host talks of the trouble for local drivers this day, the danger to Capitol police officers at the scene, and calls for prayers for the police. And just ahead of the news, for the National Guard, as they get orders to change their tact on the day.
Now they have been brought in to actually do what they do best, which is to keep order and to protect the building, the United States Capitol building. So they're going to be coming in and being part of that solution as well. And we thank them for it, and we pray for them as well. We pray for everybody involved in keeping order, because that's what we stand for: law and order, peaceful protest, peaceful expression of our ideas. And hopefully we'll get to that sooner rather than later. Keep it here. It's Where Washington Comes to Talk on this important day in our history, WMAL.
The news of what's happening in Washington is of national and international interest and importance, yes. But in times of crisis, political, military, social, natural disaster, justice denied, wherever they originate, there's always a need for local information for the people who live there and have to live with what's happening, unlike those of us far away who can turn off the news when we're done and carry on with what we were doing. Local radio. We must not lose it. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.